Good morning, friends. Welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now live on the telephone is our good friend Samantha Fish. She's got a show coming up Saturday, March 16th at 8 o'clock at the Mahewi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Good morning, Samantha. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Getting ready for this upcoming tour.
All right. Well, you've been very busy as of late, and you ripped it up at the Crossroads Festival a little while back in L.A. at Clapton's Crossroads Festival. That's what my people tell me, and that's always a good thing because that is filled with lots of guitar players. So to stand out and make a mark, well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and also recently you completed a tour with Jesse Drayton and a cool album, Death Wish Blues, came out a little while back. You were nominated for a Grammy Award for the Contemporary Blues category. So, yeah, you've been busy.
We've been running.
Yeah.
We've had quite an eventful year, you know. Jesse and I, we had a little break at the top of the year, and then we went to the Grammys. And then my band went to India like 2 days later, and then we met up and Jesse and I did this, a full tour. And now we're getting ready to hit again. We're going to take about, you know, we took like a week and a half off, and it's like, all right, time to go again.
How'd you enjoy the tour with Jesse Drayton?
It's been really great. It's interesting to change your role somewhat in a band. I mean, we're both still the leaders, you know, of the band, but now we're sharing this role. So it requires a little bit of a modified approach. And, you know, I don't know. I've really like embraced it and dove head first into it. I mean, I enjoy, you know, I do my thing still, but I also like to jump into this other role of like support, you know, where you're playing like a cool, melodic or, you know, supportive rhythm guitar part, or, you know, doing backup vocals. Like it's kind of fun to be able to switch things up, and I feel like we have a very dynamic show.
Yeah, that's
exciting from start to finish, and you know, it's just been really, really fun. And I feel like it's also like breathed a new life into my solo work. You know, so when I go do my solo material, it's like, oh, I miss these songs. You know, so it's been like both things have aided in keeping the other fresh, if that makes sense. Like, as from an artist standpoint, you know?
Yes. So this year in 2024, it's you and the band, the Samantha Fish Band.
Yeah, we're wrapping up some tour dates with Jesse and myself. Actually, this tour we're embarking on in March, the first, I think, 5 or 6 dates are me and Jesse. And then I'm going to switch over to solo work, and that'll be it for the States. And then he and I will do a Death Wish tour of Australia in May.
Wow.
But then we're putting a pin in it for the time being, which, you know, I think it's just it's like the perfect time, because he's got a solo record coming out this spring, this summer. I've got other things that I'm doing, and, you know, we'll come back to it if the moment is right again in the future. But I think it's a good time for us to, We've pretty well covered a lot of ground with the Death Wish album.
Yeah. Well, it's been a little while since we got to chat, so I've been so happy following the career and watching you take off like a rocket. So we wish you nothing but the best. And, well, we're looking forward to the Samantha Fish Band. And coming to the Mahewi in Great Barrington, it's going to be a special night. And we'll try to get every seat filled so you can lay down your great guitar riffs, your beautiful voice, and knock people out.
I mean, that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, that's what we like, too. And it is really fun seeing Samantha Fish perform live. You are not a wax figure by any means.
No, there's a lot. I mean, I'm trying to, especially in places like that, which the stages are, you know, pretty sizable. You know, it takes a little bit of movement to fill that, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty active in my shows. I like to engage with the audience, and, you know, that requires more than just standing there.
Indeed. And you do. And it's really fun to watch you play and, of course, to hear you play. So do you have any new stuff of your own on the way after the Jesse Dayton collaboration?
Yeah, I mean, we're working on something that I was, you know, I'm hoping to have here soon, but I just, it's like everything else, you know, it's not officially been set for release or anything, so I can't quite talk about it, but yeah. We're working on something.
Well, when you're playing, are you breaking out any new songs, or you can't?
You know, I don't ever do that anymore. It's funny, like, I don't ever break out, like, a new song before the record, and I just, it's been a trial and error thing for me over the years. Like, I have a few songs that I learned about on the, you know, I played them for years before we ever recorded it. And then once we took it into the studio, it kind of evolved into something else. Huh. And I had so many people, I've had a couple of these songs where people come and be like, I like how you did it live. I prefer that. And it's like, oh man, you know, so now I try to hold the new songs a little closer and let them have a chance at, you know, becoming something in the studio. I mean, it's no harm, no foul. You know, I mean, you can have multiple versions of different songs. It's kind of cool that way. But I think I like to keep things a little more mysterious now.
Mm. Well, that's a great explanation. So thank you. It really works for me. So I hope.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I hope others appreciate that. Now, Samantha, when you're out on the road, of course, food is something that everyone has in common. We all have to eat and, of course, breathe air. But when you're out there on the road, do you enjoy a good dessert?
Oh, my God. I've got such a sweet tooth. It's awful. and it's like a late night sweet tooth, too. So it's like the worst time to do it. You know, we get off stage and it's, you know, you'll have like a glass of wine and then get on the bus. And it's like, okay, what do we have? You know, it's like my worst vice, honestly.
All right. Well, let us know, what is your go-to dessert?
Oh, it's like trash. It's like Reese's peanut butter cups.
Mm.
I know. I don't know. It's just easy to have on the bus. But I'm like, I'm really trying not to do that. I'm trying not to do that anymore. I'm trying to break that whole habit.
Well, good luck. And as long as you have a toothbrush, you're okay.
Yeah. In a treadmill, a toothbrush in a treadmill, I should be okay.
Yeah, well, you probably burn a lot of calories on stage from just playing and bouncing around. So keep up the great work, Samantha. We wish you nothing but great success. And if you're ever in the area, please stop by. We'd love to have you come and play and just share a day together. It'll be fun.
Awesome. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, let's keep that in mind for some time in the future. And really, have a great show with the Samantha Fish Band Saturday, March 16th, 8 o'clock at the Mahawi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. And, well, how can folks stay in touch with you to find out when other releases are coming out or tour dates? What's the best way?
Well, I mean, like everybody else, I am completely immersed in social media, and you can find me on all of that, or you can just go straight to my website, which is samanthafish.com. But we're on everything, Facebook, Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter, and and my favorite, TikTok. So let's go.
All right. Well, we'll catch you out there. We'll see you at the Mahawi, and knock them dead, Samantha. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Look forward to the next time. And thanks for joining us here at 98.1 KZE.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
All right. All the best. This is the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. We'll be right back.